The Office of Federal Procurement Policy says the System for Awards Management, also known as SAM, the initiative is a silver bullet to improving federal acquisition. But as the General Services Administration-led SAM program has struggled over the first month of its launch, OFPP is getting more involved. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on the office's oversight of SAM and other procurement priorities. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily and Ruben.
So, Jason, we're starting with a lot of acronyms in our introduction. Why don't you just back up for a little bit and explain to us what exactly is SAM, the System for Award Management?
Sure. Now, this is something that GSA has started about 2 years ago with an award to IBM, about a $76 million contract to consolidate 8 different procurement systems. And these are some of the major procurement systems that the government uses, like central contractor registration, the past performance information retrieval system, and several others. The goal for GSA was to make it easier for agencies and vendors, to a certain extent, to find information, to make it all centralized in one place, and then use that information to make better decisions about what they're buying, how they're buying, and who they're buying from. Now, GSA had planned to launch this at the end of May. They pushed it back to the end of July. When it finally did get launched in around July 31st, it immediately had problems. And in fact, we have a story up on federalnewsradio.com talking about how GSA actually sent IBM, their contractor, something called a letter of concern, basically saying, hey, this is a problem. You better fix this quickly because we are very concerned about the system and how it's progressing. So over the last month or so, GSA has the system's been up and down, but they've worked with IBM to get, first of all, a new team from IBM in there, and secondly, to improve the number of servers and to deal with the latency issues and really make the system work. But here we are now September, and the system is in much better shape, but there's still a lot of concern by both the White House, OFPP, and OMB, but also several other agencies.
So how's the Office of Federal Procurement Policy getting involved?
Well, right now they're just coming, waiting and seeing and working very closely with GSA. In fact, Joe Jordan, who's the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, spoke yesterday at a Coalition for Government Procurement conference, and he told me that both he and federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel and others such as DOD are really working, what he says, hand-in-hand with GSA to make sure the system is in the right direction. And, in fact, he said before GSA goes forward with any other implementation plans around SAM, they're really going to look at, okay, is this the right approach? And if it's not the right approach, what is the right approach? I mean, if you guys think about it, when this contract was awarded and bid and went through the process, it was well before the idea of cloud computing was really big enough and out there. I mean, people had the idea, but it wasn't really as popular as it is now. Maybe that's a way to deal with this latency issues and the spikes in need, because obviously the fourth quarter of the federal buy-in season, everyone's going to use it, but in the first quarter, fewer people are going to use it, so they have to account for that change in need. Real quick, the other thing that Joe Jordan said was that he is pleased with GSA's steps they've taken to fix the System for Award Management, or SAM, but he wouldn't go as far as to say he was disappointed that SAM didn't roll out appropriately or successfully back in late July.
Now, Jason, we had a story Monday about strategic sourcing and whether OMB is going to make it mandatory. What, if anything, did Administrator Joe Jordan say during the speech?
That was a good story by you, Ruben. I'm going to point that out, by the way.
Thank you.
Basically, what it came down to was, Jeff Zients from the acting director of OMB says, hey, he started to kind of hint at the fact that strategic sourcing could be made mandatory. So I asked, actually, Joe Jordan that question, and while he said, listen, the next iterations of strategic sourcing are still to come, he says, listen, it's very much a big part of what we're trying to do. And in fact, listen, he said you can define strategic sourcing in several different ways. It could be the traditional way where you take, lots of several different contracts and really pare them down to a specific set that get better prices. That's what we're seeing, for instance, under office supplies or print management under the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative. But it also could be just an agency doing an inventory to know what they're buying and when and from whom. And he says all those steps are really critical. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. Everyone's got to go down this path of strategic sourcing. At the other hand, he also didn't answer that idea that Jeff Zients brought up and the President's Management Advisory Board brought up, that strategic sourcing according to them, saves money and is better for the government. You know, I also asked him about, well, what about the impact on small businesses? And he says, well, small businesses are receiving about 76% of the awards under the office supplies contract. Of course, the rebuttal to that is, but hundreds of small businesses are being shut out of the process, too. So there's still this piece that is unknown. I mean, it seems to, Joe Jordan seemed to say that he was, hey, these small businesses had an opportunity to compete. They didn't win. That's what life is about.
So Joe Jordan was making, it sounds like, a wide-ranging speech. Whom was he speaking to?
It was a Coalition for Government Procurement, so it was a group of industry people. Specifically, the coalition's members are a lot of people who do a lot of work at GSA, and the Strategic Sourcing Initiative is big because it's really kind of based on the GSA schedule, meaning many times that when they say, okay, we're going to open this up, they're going to pull it from the schedule holders and try to even pare down, let's say, under office supplies, 400 or 500 schedule holders to 15.
So I'm just curious, you know, the audience member, contractors and the like, what did they go into that really wanting to know from Joe Jordan?
I think it's a combination of his direction over the next, you know, 6 months or so and his priorities. I mean, the thing is that he took over, Joe Jordan took over only about 3 months ago when he was confirmed by the Senate. He's been in his position as a senior advisor to OMB since about November timeframe when Dan Gordon, the former OFPP administrator, left. And people knew Dan Gordon. People were comfortable with Dan Gordon. He'd been in the community for many years. Joe Jordan is someone who's still fairly new. He was at SBA for about a year or so before coming to OFPP. So if you weren't necessarily a small business or didn't deal with small businesses, you may not have dealt with Joe Jordan. So I think it's still in the get-to-know-you stage. But they also wanted to see, okay, what direction are you heading? Let me understand your thinking a little better. And the speech, I think, did that to some extent.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So did Jordan mention any other sort of big priorities or big agenda items?
I think the other piece was something called lowest price technically acceptable. This is a contracting term where the idea is that agencies are starting to buy products and services on more of a commodity basis, but still on wide-ranging different items, where they're not looking at best value. Now, best value is the idea that the vendor may be charging a little bit more, but for that extra dollar or extra few dollars, the government's getting a benefit that they're not getting somewhere else. But what vendors are worried about and what agencies are starting to look like they're starting to go toward is that idea of, well, we're just going to go for the lowest price as long as it meets our technical needs. And that concerns a lot of people in industry. And Jordan actually said some very interesting things about it. Number one, he said no new policies expected around that in the near term, which I think was somewhat good news for vendors, but they were still a little bit concerned. I think the second thing he said was if there's a big tug of war going on because agencies like lowest price technically acceptable because they want to pay less. I mean, that's just what it is. Vendors like best value because, as he said, and I thought this was a little bit of controversial, what he said, or kind of let the air out of the room a little bit, is because vendors believe that best value provides them with more a higher profit. And other benefits, as he said. I think that what he's trying to understand is where is using low price technically acceptable as appropriate and where should best value remain, you know, the key. I think, as he said, you know, when you don't buy a warfighter, you don't buy a plane or a submarine lowest price technically acceptable, but you can buy, you know, email in the cloud that way.